Blackstone Audio presents Bad Judgment by Megan March. Read for you by Andy Arndt and Sebastian York. Chapter 1. Justine. Becca saw Riker at the gym last night and he was wearing these shorts. And let's just say she said his dick print looked massive. Cockalicious, to quote her properly. I dropped my overstuffed chicken burrito on the metal pie plate, and the tortilla splits down the side. Perfect. When I snap my attention to my best friend, Marika's face is the picture of innocence. The devil dancing in her gray eyes is the only thing that gives away her dirty thoughts. Really? Are you trying to kill my appetite on purpose? Because I'm not interested in anything that has to do with Riker Grant or his penis. No, really, I'm not. Marika's blonde brows wing up toward her hairline in a what-could-you-possibly-mean expression. She gestures to me with her fork. Look, if a sexy-as-hell guy had been hitting on me for 2 years, I'd be pretty damn interested now that I have some inside info about what he's packing. The last thing I want to hear about is one of our mutual friends staring at the crotch area of Riker Grant's shorts at the gym, trying to gauge the size of his package by the imprint it leaves. Who made up the term dick print anyway? Not interested. I enunciate each word clearly as I stare down at my burrito. I'm in law school to study, kick ass, and graduate with honors. For 10 years I've been pushing toward this goal, which means I don't have time for distractions, and Riker Grant would be the biggest distraction of all. While he might be tall, sexy, and mouthwateringly gorgeous, he's also got a lock on the crown for the kingdom of entitled douchebag. I reach down to retrieve my busted burrito, but pause before wrapping my fingers around it. Before today, I would have said nothing could put me off the chicken, rice, beans, pico, and avocado goodness before me. But I would have been wrong. Now I can't look at it without phallic thoughts running through my head. Hearing about Riker Grant's dick print has officially thrown me off my game. On top of being a grade-A jerk, he's stupid hot. As in, the kind of hot that makes smart girls stupid, which is why I've been turning him down since our first week of law school. No time for distractions. It's not like Riker has been crying into his beer over my rejections. He's been seen with plenty of girls in our law school class in the early hours of the morning at the bars along Red River Avenue. I absolutely and unequivocally refuse to admit that I might have watched him out of the corner of my eye on the rare occasions I let Marika drag me out for a night. I'm just saying that even I'd consider taking a ride on that stallion if I didn't already have my own stud. Come on, Jess. It might be good for you to de-stress a little. She leans closer, pressing both elbows on the metal table between us. Plus, you've got to confirm the dick print rumors for womankind. Wanting to do anything I can to stop this conversation before I get some kind of terrible idea in my head, I wrap my hands around the burrito and lift it to my lips. Or at least, I try. Stalling out midair, all I can picture is this supposedly massive dick Riker is packing in his shorts heading for my mouth. And nope. Operation Stuff My Face to End Conversation fails. I can't be thinking thoughts like that. I've got finals coming up, and then it's off to my legal aid job for the summer to make an actual difference in people's lives. That's what matters. Making a difference. That's why I'm studying more hours each week than most people put in at a full-time job. I'm not here to fantasize about the hottest guy I've ever met. I drop the burrito on my plate again and consider it a total loss. I can't be wrapping my lips around anything that makes me think of Riker Grant's penis. Bad plan. I reach for a brown paper napkin to wipe my hands, determined to get my mind back on track. Crumpling the napkin into a ball, I meet my friend's laughing gaze. Stop! Seriously! You know I'm not going there. Never gonna happen. But you want to. You can deny it all you want, but we both know the struggle to not think about his equipment is real. I toss the balled-up napkin at her head, and Marika bats it away one-handed as she shovels more of her burrito bowl into her mouth. You'd never know from her napkin defense